going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Up the bomb, McDavid down low, Nugent Hopkins, and in front they score, and it's Corey Perry.
They won three straight to host Dallas last year. They've won three straight to put the Stars on the brink. The Oilers have a 3-1 series lead to the Western Conference Finals.
Will the Oilers win the Stanley Cup without Zach Hyman in the lineup? That's probably a very relevant question to start things off here on Sabres Live today.
Well, it will be a lot harder, right? Zach Hyman is a big piece of the Edmonton Oilers, and he got hit by Mason Marchment yesterday, and I could
Did
tell
he,
it was either
he actually was just trying to avoid it.
Avoid.
Did he really get hit? I don't know.
Well, he got jammed, right? Like, I mean, the way that it happened, as soon as it happened, I've never gotten hit in the neutral zone, but I could see the, and I've played with guys that have gotten jammed like this. His right arm gets jammed. I knew right away it was wrist or forearm, and then he ran right off the ice and into the locker room. And at that point, I thought it was going to be bad, and it's been announced that, you know, he will be likely out for the rest of the playoffs. He's getting surgery done today, which leads to now the debate, Duffer, of if a guy is likely out for the playoffs, just say what it is. He's getting surgery on his wrist, and I get it. Maybe he comes back in game 6 or 7 or whatnot. But I think yesterday we had a pretty good debate. Well, I had it with myself, but I'm sure there's people out there that had pretty good debate on why are injuries still a lower body, upper body kind of situation? I mean, we know with Hyman now. Ropey hints. We all know it's a left foot thing, and Evan Bouchard whacked him on the foot a few times, and the referees let it happen a couple of times until they probably were told in the first intermission, if that happens again, you got to call a penalty. And the refs went to Bouchard at the start of the second period, and they said, don't do that again. So we all know it's a left foot for Ropey Hintz. He can't really skate 100% right now, and Bouchard whacked him on the foot. Hyman, we know it's a wrist now. I guess John Shannon came out and said it's a wrist, a broken wrist. He needs surgery. Like, the upper body, lower body thing bugs me, but it comes down that the Oilers, they'll beat Dallas. You know, one or two games, they'll play 11-4s, a double shift McDavid and a Draisaitl. But now if you play Florida potentially in the finals without Hyman, it's going to be hard.
Well, Bouchard on Hintz is about as forceful as name calling, so I really could care less about that tap, honestly. But the other thing that I'll take issue with is, did your fight with Ray Emery not happen in the neutral zone? Because you did get hit there.
Thank you for reminding me. I got hit there. Yes.
Okay.
I got hit in the back
just
of the head.
Just wanted to make sure.
Like, yeah, you know. I know.
But I know my head's in the clouds. I go back to, but
so Peter Stastny, and you know how I always say I love Peter Stastny.
Yes, we all do.
And I played an alumni game with Peter Stastny, and we're talking in between periods, and he goes, you goalies all become analysts. But I've yet to seen a goalie skate through the neutral zone and take a hit. Like, you don't know what that's like. And I'm like, Peter, you got a good point there. So it always kind of, when somebody gets hit or whatever, I always try to point out, I never got hit like this. So I can't say what that's like. But I know teammates that have gotten hit in that same way and had wrist or fingers or arm broken because of the way the impact happened.
So what's wrong with Dallas quickly before we presumably shifted to Sabres here?
What's wrong with Dallas is that number one, they're running into a pretty good goaltender in Stuart Skinner when they're putting a pedal down, like second period in game three. They outshot the Oilers 22-7. They had all the chances. They dominated that period. They only got one goal, and then McDavid scored late in the second period to make it 3-1. That was game three. Game four, first period, out attempting them 39-16. Dallas was all over the Edmonton Oilers. Stuart Skinner was fantastic. So that's part of that. But I also think that Dallas isn't doing enough around Stuart Skinner to be able to create. And that's the offense for me. The offense of the Dallas Stars. Ropiens isn't 100%. Jason Robertson isn't 100%. Their depth, the Duchesne and Seguin and Ben and Wyatt Johnston, they're not producing enough. So, I mean, Jake Oettinger was good yesterday, I thought. It's a 2-1 game, couple empty net goals, whatever. Like, okay, you did your job. Defensively, I think they're okay. They're, you know, they've had a few moments, but I think they're okay. But Dallas, other than the game one when they came back on the power play and scored 3 power play goals, it feels like 5-on-5, they are not producing enough. They're not getting the right looks, and I put that on the forwards. And Pete DeBoer's got a big search to do now and try and say, how do I work my lineup to get the, he scratched Evgeny Dodonov yesterday. Like, that's what he did to try to get a spark.
But it's not a big deal, right? I mean, what has Dodonov done?
Well, exactly. What is the Don? He should be a guy that you'll get some offense from. But now, does he put the Donov back in? Does he scratch somebody else? Like, he's got a
fourth liner on that team, and has been even more so since Rantanen arrived.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
so I don't see how that alters much, but
he tried to put Robertson with Rantanen and Hintz yesterday instead of Granlund because Robertson had scored he didn't even know he had scored in game three, but he got credited with a goal. And so you tried to give him a little bit more. He scored, okay, on the power play, okay, but 5-on-5, what are you doing, right? Dallas 5-on-5 has to figure out a way to break through the Oilers. If not, this will be over tomorrow night. I suspect Florida wins tonight, and I suspect the Oilers go into Dallas, win game 5. You move on. Let's go. Stanley Cup final rematch from last year.
Yeah, I would have believed it until you just said it out loud. Now I don't think the Oilers will win tomorrow, but I think they will win the series. I mean, I don't know. I feel like as soon as last year's final was done, I'm pretty sure I said, like, these two teams are going to be back in the final next year. And then, you know, we do stupid predictions by round. And even though I was, like, 9,000,000% on the Panthers bandwagon for the final month of the season, I decided to pick against them a time or two. Whatever. I have few brain cells left at this point, so continuity is not my strength.
If the Panthers had played anybody else but Tampa in the first round, I think I probably would have said, but Tampa was so strong.
No, but I had them over Tampa. I didn't have them winning against Toronto because I figured once Toronto got going, they would be on the right path. But
well, I had Florida out in the first round, so I'm
right.
I was the loser here.
Nah, we can share the L.
I had Tampa and Colorado in the finals. Big L on both sides right there.
Anything about tonight with the aforementioned Eastern Conference final resuming? We will have a yet again world champion, Ian MacKay, joining us at the bottom of the hour. Do you know how many years Ian MacKay has been with the Buffalo Bandits in the National Lacrosse League?
Six.
Five. Oh, you know how many finals he's been to?
Four.
Five. Dude.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There was the Calgary one. Calgary won the three-peat, and then, yes, the other one was Colorado, right? Yes. So that's the five. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well.
So what should his nickname be based on that?
Playoff performer?
We'll just refer to him as Finals MVP.
MVP, MVP.
And he's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Tonight, who becomes the first star in Carolina and Florida?
Okay, I am going to say tonight, Sasha Barkov becomes the first star. Look, it's funny because he leads Florida in points. But when you look at that team, you're talking Bennett, you're talking...
Listerine,
and you're talking Marchand. Like, I think, like, I can appreciate what Barkov is doing and his input, but tonight, that's the big game. I think Barkov has this monster game tonight with Rodriguez, and I would anticipate Reinhardt draw back into the lineup. He skated again this morning. Mikolo was on the ice, too. AJ Greer was on the ice. I think they're probably all going to be back in the lineup. It'll be game-time decisions. I don't think we're going to hear from Paul Morrison. Yes, those guys are in. But I think Barkov is going to have one heck of a night. Florida is 7-2 on the road this year in the playoffs. They're 4-3 at home. They've been so good on the road. I think they go into Carolina and they say, bingo, bingo, bongo, we are moving on to the finals.
Well, what would that mean in the bigger picture for Carolina? Or is this just another good season for them and they appear similar in nature when play resumes in the fall?
I almost feel like, the New York Islanders South, where you keep it everything the same because it's
but going to... But remember, they turned over half the roster, so it was not the same at all.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying the construction of your roster and the mentality behind it, right? I feel like it's a little bit more of the same. You tried to get Mikko Rantanen and it didn't work. Do you try to get somebody big in the summertime to kind of just say, we're going to change our makeup, or do you continue? I feel like they're going to continue the same way. A lot of people, I hear like on social media and, radio shows all around the place, like, oh, I don't know if Ron Brindamore would be back. They'd be crazy to let Rod go. I think Rod Brindamore is a great coach. I think
did he not get a new deal at the start of this
exactly.
season?
Exactly. He got a new deal. They'd be crazy to let him go. But Eric Tolsky has said, we're not financially restrained by anything. So some people think that means if I have to get a new coach, I'll get a new coach. But they'd be crazy to do that.
They're not getting a new coach, obviously.
But how long do you give Rod Brindamore to say, hey,
he's made the playoffs every year.
And he's won the first round every year. And he's gotten to like the conference finals now in back-to-back years. And I would say you replace your coach when you think you can get somebody better. Name me somebody available that's better than Rod Brindamore.
This is a prolonged silence for an appropriate reason. The preceding message. Never mind. As far as
You weren't thinking about a coach that's better than Rod Brindamore that's available. That was decided in a fraction of a second. Yeah. You just want to let it linger.
I was reminding everybody there are none.
Exactly.
Taylor Swift, blank space.
Yes, absolutely.
Anyway.
Hey, by the way, did she release that new album? Or is she going to release those?
When is she not releasing new stuff?
I know, but there's two of them, right? There's two albums that she did not re-record.
I don't know.
Rumors that maybe my daughters didn't speak of it, so I don't think she announced it, but there was rumors it was maybe going to be an announcement after the AMAs the other night, so.
Possible. New music comes out typically on Fridays. It can come out anytime, but albums typically come out on Fridays. I might have missed it. I tend to focus on new music every Friday when it comes out, but we now have research to do until we get to Friday of this week. The Amherst season was extended this past Friday, but then ended on Sunday. And yesterday, the locker cleanout portion of the year came and went. That obviously featured thoughts from general manager Jason Carmanos, head coach Michael Leone, and all the players. You can head to YouTube and the Amerix channel. Catch all of it there. I think that if you were looking at individual players with the potential to have the biggest impact on the Sabres next year, I don't know. Now I'm saying this out loud, and again, I'm not sure. Like, if you... Who's a bigger story right now? Devon Levi or Jiří Kulik?
I think it's Levi. I think Levi is the bigger story. I think Jiří's
even though
the
one played number one minutes at center.
Yeah, I think
in Jiří the NHL.
Now I'm starting to think like maybe I just got my goalie pads on, and that's why I'm saying Devon Levi. Because you're right. Like, what if you start next year and you have Norris and Kulik and McLeod, your three centers? Is Jiří playing top line? Is Norris the second line center? Are you getting another? But Jiří is a full-time Sabres, in my opinion. He mm-hmm. went to Rochester to get that playoff experience. It was either Rochester, the world championship. Yep. The organization felt Rochester was the better fit to get that playoff atmosphere and that intensity, which at times can be a little lagging at the world championship early on. It comes through at some point, but I see Jiří as a big piece. I see Jiří as a guy that will be in Buffalo. The reason why I'm saying Devon Levi is maybe the bigger story is he in Buffalo next year? Is he not? If he is it just to be a backup? Is he fighting for a number one spot? Like, there's a lot more questions, I think, surrounding Devon Levi, who said in his presser yesterday, I'm ready to make the jump, right? So he's extremely confident, always has been, but is that the right thing to do? I think there's a lot of questions with Levi.
Let's hear from general manager Jason Carmanos on Devon Levi and just maybe, you know, where they organizationally feel he is.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Is at, as we now look ahead to next year.
I mean, for me, this is part of it. I mean, this position, you know, if you want to rank the positions in terms of how long it takes, it's goalie, you know, D, then forwards, you know, in terms of the length of time. Goalies usually taking the longest to develop. So that's not me speaking. That's just sort of the history of the game. So, you know, Devin, I think, had a great year. But does that include ups and downs, including a disappointment at the end? Yeah. Is that the same as most young, talented goalies go through? Yeah. You know, I think, you know, he... You know, we'll learn from this year, like he learns from every year, but doesn't take away from the fact that, you know, on balance, he had a great season, played a lot of games, played very well in the majority of those games. And, you know, it's a process of development, but, you know, that was a heck of a series, in my opinion. The way we ended, it was disappointing, certainly. To lose that way in game five after the season, but mostly because of the way the series went, you know, because the rest of the series didn't go that way, in my opinion.
So Karmanos would add, if you didn't know, that even though Levi, you know, needs a new deal, he does not need waivers to go to the AHL to start next year.
He has one more year.
So... these are important things to know, obviously. And when you look at them organizationally, you have Luukkonen under long-term contract. You have Levi on the cusp of his next contract. And below that, you have Topias Laineinen, who is expected to come over and begin his North American pro career, presumably not as number one in Rochester. You have Scott Ratzlaff, who could very well find himself starting in Jacksonville in the ECHL as he embarks on his pro career. So painting things that way, which is not 100% certainty, but it's, I think, quite realistic. You are then still looking at organizational number two, number three. Who holds that position? Is it Levi? Is it someone else? If you go out and get this year's version of James Reimer, maybe younger, maybe even slightly higher profile, then that does that almost assure that Levi is another full year in Rochester? Like, how do you view all of this?
So the first thing that sticks out when Jason Karmanos talks to the media, he says, well, goaltending takes longer to develop. Yes and no. I mean, when you have the right pieces and you approach development at the, you know, in the right way, it doesn't have to be 3-4 years. It could be one. It could be two. Look, you look at Devin Levi. I feel like this year was a really good step for him. He gets to play 9 games in Buffalo, but you know this is not where he should be. It's Rochester. Plays 42 games in Rochester, 8 in the playoffs. Great. Okay. That was a good learning season. What did we learn about him? I don't think Devin Levi is ready to come in and be this, I'm fighting for 40 games next year in the National Hockey League. But he could have been, you know, depending on how it would all have developed this year. But even when Karmanos talks about there was some good moments, there were some okay moments, some moments to learn, and some tougher moments. I think there's still some learning and development to be done with Devin Levi. You know, there's, you know, there, people talk about process-driven and results-driven and all of that. I feel like we're still in the process-driven stage with Devin Levi, but in Buffalo, it has to be results-driven because if you don't have the results, you're not going to make playoffs. So Levi is not there yet. He's not in that results-driven place just yet. But does that mean he's the backup to Luukkonen, or does that mean he's in Rochester all year? There's still that question mark. But I don't think he's in that next stage of his development yet. I think there's still that learn the process, work on the game, you know, kind of polish the edges and then get ready for the next step.
So then what do you do for the 2 or the 3 slot organizationally?
You're going to have to look around and look around really hard.
It's going to have to be trade, is it not? Because
there's nothing much on the free agent. The one guy that I had at the top of my list as a free agent potentially this summer is not anymore. It's Freddie Anderson.
Right.
Because he's signed in Carolina. What do you got? Jake Allen and Vitek Vanacek. And it's like, okay, like, can a Jake Allen come in? And I thought Jake Allen did great in New Jersey last year.
And because of that, Jake is not going to take a one-year deal.
Yeah.
Well, at this stage of his career. He's going to take as much for as long as he can, coming off of what you just said. And that therein lies a challenge with not blocking Levi if you still think he's going to be the two at some point this year, mm-hmm. enters as a 2.5 or just the 3, but only for this year as the 3. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because the year after, and I love how you mentioned the waivers thing, because a lot of people don't know. Goalies have an extra years of being, being able to waiver just exempt. Be sent down. Waiver exempt. Yeah, thank you. They have an extra year. Players are, a shorter, I think players are 3 years, goalies are 4, so pro years. And because Devin played some games out of college, that was year 1, there's year 2, this year was year 3, next year is year 4. He has that year. Players, it's 3, and the 4th year, you got to go on waivers if you're going to be sent down. But in a year from now, he won't be able to. And if you put him on waivers, then there's a big problem. Devin Levi should never be a guy in his ascension to the NHL that you're crossing your fingers, you're putting him on waivers, hoping he doesn't get picked. That should never happen. So by that point, he should be ready. And you're right. But I wouldn't be opposed. And I saying that and saying, okay, Jake Allen, you're 34 years old. Can we give you a 3-year deal? And because if you're doing that, it's because you still have a lot of question marks on Luukkonen and where does Luukkonen fit? Would you be able to move a Jake Allen in a year from now? I think so. With 2 years on his deal, I think you'd be able to move a Jake Allen if Luukkonen was good next year and you wanted Levi to be up. But if that's not the case, if Luukkonen's not good this year and you say, now we have Allen and Levi the year after, because Allen's kind of the guy, you have that security. So I see the process of a 1-year deal just to close the gap. But I think a 2 or 3 year deal for a guy like Jake Allen wouldn't be a bad thing, because you can always move that. It's the other guys. If you don't get Jake Allen, where do you go? Vitek Vanacek? Or there's nobody else out there and as a free agent. And that's when it becomes a big problem.
Right. But that's why we seem to be in agreement that you would go the trade route.
Yes. And now you're looking at trades. And if you're looking at trades, are you looking at a legit number one guy?
Yeah.
The first place I look.
No, doubtful, but right?
Yeah, well, I mean, Kevin Adams wants to make the playoffs this year, right? And Lindy Ruff wants to make the playoffs this year. You can't go and say, like, I like a guy like Arvid Soderblom in Chicago. Chicago got Spencer Knight. They have a number one goalie. Could Soderblom be a guy that you say, we'll trade for? But does that make the result-driven in Buffalo work?
Right.
No, that would be still in the process. Hey, we're getting the guy that we believe in a couple of years could be good. Mm-hmm. Now, if you tell me you're looking at Thatcher Demko in Vancouver, and I've mentioned that on this show before, mm-hmm. like if they sign Kevin Lankinen, and maybe with Demko 1 year left of his deal at $5 million, he knows Quinn Hughes is going to maybe be gone. He doesn't like where it's going. He says, you know what? Trade me. I'm not going to resign here. I want to move. Then Buffalo, in my opinion, could say, do we know that Thatcher Demko is 100% healthy? Let's do our homework and let's make it happen. Bringing in Thatcher Demko now all of a sudden puts you in, if you had him last year healthy and playing at the level you know he can play, mm-hmm. maybe you're a playoff team and that's over and you found your answer.
Right. Playoffs are upon us at the Para World Hockey Championships happening at Harbor Center in Buffalo. Yesterday, outstanding game. USA defeated Czechia 4-3 on the heels of Canada defeating China 4-2. So the close games have pushed us forward to playoff mode. And today it's Germany, Norway, Slovakia, Korea. These teams are playing for placement and advancement and that guaranteed spot at the Paralympics next year. But as we continue to move forward this week, we're going to see semi-final Friday, and it'll be Canada taking on Czechia and the U.S. taking on China. Those games are at 1:30 and 5 respectively on Friday. And you can go to, sabres.com/world right now to get your tickets today for what is, again, a continuation of all of this excellence this week at Lecom Harbor Center. The finale is Saturday, bronze medal game at 12:30, gold medal game at 4 p.m. Declan Farmer, a standout for the Americans again yesterday with 2-1. He's co-leader of the tournament with 13 points through the first three games, including 8 goals. We'll hear from NLL Finals MVP Ian McKay coming up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.